Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Hello, Christoph.
How are you doing, Brian?
Are you well?
I'm brilliant. Surprising for Monday, anyway.
Where are you?
In Beaconstown County, Carlow.
Ah, Carlow. Good stuff. And you got in touch with us to say what?
I just sent you a text on Friday about... I was just wondering, you know, because you said that we can send a text to you in any random topic. And
yes.
I sent a text about the déjà vu. And, you know, I was wondering that you or anybody has experience with that, you know. So that's how this started, though.
Well, déjà vu is common, and but I would say... If you're asking me, would it happen? It happens rarely. And it's a bit freaky when it does. And I hope it ends quickly. It lasts for about 3 to 4 seconds where you remember, you feel like you're remembering something that you've done before as it's happening in real time. So is this common for you?
I should say yes, absolutely. Sometimes it's going to happen, as I said, in there, you know, before. Sometimes it's going to happen during the day, 15 times a day, like, you know.
In one day? In one day?
Yeah, in one day, yeah.
Good luck.
That's not every day. You don't take me wrong that I'm, you
sure.
know. But there are days that is happening, you know.
And what, give us a typical example of when it might happen.
Just if you do your usual things, I don't know, you're walking somewhere, you're sitting behind the table, you have your dinner, in a split second, you just click, like, you know, and you know what's happened next. I don't know, 2 seconds, you know who's coming in, you know who what that person's going to say, you know, this kind of thing. So
if you have a typical, if you have a day where it's happening 15 times a day, it's like you're having a parallel universe, it's like the Twilight Zone.
I have to admit that the very first time when they start happening, my recollection is when I was young chap, you know, I was a bit scary, just because I couldn't explain myself how, why, and, you know, I tried to think, you know, rationally about it, but I couldn't find any explanation, because we're talking about the early 80s, you know, where you didn't have access to the certain, you know, the sources that try to find out yourself about it.
Yes.
Of course, I was scary to say to my parents, just because, you know, they couldn't explain that as well. And that's what's really it, you know.
Yeah.
Now I try to find out about it on the internet. And there is very, very good few explanations coming in to you, like, you know, from the net.
So what is the best explanation you've got for Christoph? Which is the one that kind of satisfied your curiosity the most?
Oh, he's not, actually. He's not satisfying me at all. Because... Just because there is strictly medical explanation. So, I can't remember what the name of this man is. He says that's the thing with your brain, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's your brain. What do you call it? The partial. I can't remember what the name of it is anyway. But what he tried to explain is that your brain is receiving information from your eyes, okay? And the second part of your brain is not fast enough to recollect that, and that's why you're thinking that you were there. You know what's happened. You know, so that's the way it is. Like, you know, but I'm not satisfied with that at all. Just because I give you a most dramatic. We could say dramatic. Okay, this happened. Couple months ago, we were on the way back home from Cork. We were visiting our daughter. She's on UCC down there, and we were on the way back home with our car. And my daughter, she was sitting beside me as the passenger in the front. My wife, she was on the back, and we were driving. You know, the roads that is not too great to drive, just because it's very narrow. You know, Irish roads are narrow, etc. And there was the white stretch of the road. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to overtake the car on the front of me. But I says, leave it. So I was following that car. My wife says, hey, why are you driving behind that car? You should have a good road now. You're just going to take you know, the split second to overtake and you will be free. I says, no, I will wait. Okay? And that road, we're taking even, you know, the wider.
Yeah.
And I says to Joanna, to my wife, listen, look at the front of our car, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look on the road. There was the bend to the right, slightly bent to the right. And I told her, you will see the red car coming in. you know, from other direction to us. And she says, ah, stop it. And believe me or not, in the 2 seconds time, that car just show up on the road, okay?
Yeah.
That's the getting now the scary thing that frightened me completely.
Wow.
And when we passed this car, you know, I got, how to explain you? Do you remember, I don't think you know now, do you remember the movie?
Duel. No.
No. That's the American movie about the people that are cheating dead.
The Hitcher.
Whatever.
What's final Destination.
Final Destination, now you learn. Now, it's kind of wheeze in your ears, right? Just zoom like that.
Yeah.
And I have seen the scene of the accident, okay?
Really?
No, I swear to God. I believe you.
You're not making this up.
And I seen my car. I seen the car that was approaching to us. You know, they're completely messed on the road, you know? And I just stopped my car, and my wife says, What's happened? Why are you not driving? I try to explain to her. She understand that. She jumped, you know, we just replaced us. You know, I went to the back because I couldn't drive. I was in the bits anyway. So you went home, and we have to chat. We were talking about it, but still, you see, I don't know if that's a deja vu or the different story, but I think that's the link with the whole of things.
It's more premonition, maybe, and there's all these
talking,
kind of...
I don't really know.
Where are you from originally, Christoph?
I'm from Poland.
From Poland. Great,
yeah.
We have lots of Polish people listening to the program, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And how long are you living here?
I came here in 2001, 24th of January.
All right, okay, so you're here for 1,000 years nearly.
Oh, yeah.
Thereabouts. And are you working?
Oh, yeah, I am, yeah. Happily working, yeah.
And life,
yeah, no bother.
And life is good?
No bother at all.
And if somebody else told you this story about deja vus and everything else, you'd say, nah, that's not really, that doesn't happen. But because it's happening to you, you sound like you can hardly believe it yourself.
Oh, yeah, actually, you know, as I told you, I get used to that, but that's a certain sample that I told you about what's happened to me. It's really a bit scary, all right.
Yeah, well, Aideen in Tipperary was on by text to say that this happens to her as well, but not as often, but it's scary when it does, she says. So it can kind of be freaky.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can freak out so well, like, you know. But you know, you have to calm yourself and try to understand that, you know.
Well, let's put it out to our citizen doctors out there today and find out if any of them can give us an idea as to what is the secret behind it. Can you do anything about it if you want to? And try and get to the bottom of it, Christoph. We'll put the call out there to the good people listening this morning.
No bother.
I love the mix of Polish and Irish accent. Because it's got that sort of, well, I come from, it's great fun, but I like to go out for a few drinks, children saying, like, that's what's happening because it's a bit Irish. You know, it's a total mix. It's magnificent. It's kind of half Polish accent then with a bit of, do you know what I'm saying, like?
You know what this is. When you in Rome, do as Romans do.
Touché-like. Listen, Christoph, have a great old day and thanks for being a good sport.
Thank you very much.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah.